The relationship between parents and their children can sometimes feel like a bit of a battleground. They may not intend it, but often it leads to fights and misunderstandings. So why is this so often the case? Alan Wilson is founder of the Develop Your Child Foundation and author of Listen to Your Children and They Will Listen to You.
It's basically a communication gap. And a lot of that happens because children are trying to express themselves and often don't have the opportunity both at home and at school. So they get frustrated, the parents get frustrated, and then we get a clash.
So how do you overcome that problem?
It's funny, but I work with children, young people, parents, teachers and professionals, and they all say, no one listens to me, no one respects me, no one values me. So I say to the parents and the adults, who's the role model? Who's got to make a change? And that's what the basis of my work is.
So what sort of change do you recommend they make?
It's basically respecting the children as though they're their best friends. It's being open to seeing the young people as wonderful and magnificent instead of a pain in the butt. When you see somebody from their magnificence, they actually show you that, but you have to give them that space to do that.
What if while you're trying to give them that space, they're doing all the things you'd really rather they didn't?
That's what they're doing at the moment. And to make any change of any behaviour does take time, and it does take patience from both parties. But if you're determined to make a change, they will register that and respond to it. But you do have to prove it. They will be testing and challenging you to see how genuine you are.
Now, is this something really designed for teenagers, which is often where the biggest battles, if you like, come in? Or in fact, can it be done at a much younger age?
It can be done at any age. When mums have babies, there's a much closer bond of intuition and there's a bigger energy exchange. And as the children get older and the parents also develop in different ways, that connection you lose. So if you can actually see people as nothing wrong with them and try and develop that energetic connection, which is really all about being calm and control within yourself and connecting with them energetically. And that's just reading your intuition. But you can't actually get your intuition working with you when you're rushing around and screaming and only listening to them while you're ironing or washing up. You see, I think what happens is with the stabbings and the killings and the taking drugs, kids are trying to express themselves and they're frustrated because they haven't been heard and they don't feel that they're respected. And generally they feel that they've been manipulated and controlled, particularly in the latter part of the young person's life. And really they're just kicking off. They just want to be noticed. At the moment, when they're showing that behaviour, they're being noticed for that behaviour. And so really, it just needs a different approach from a parent or adult.
Now, as a parent, if you've started this process, you're opening up this communication, what kind of challenges and hurdles might you come across on the way?
Basically, the regular challenges you're getting now. Because really, to make any change of a behaviour, anyone will tell you it takes a while. And that takes a while for you to practice it and change your behaviour. And it also takes a while for the other person, the recipient, and that could be a teenager, it could be a partner. But those changes need to be seen and proven before they can be taken on wholeheartedly.
Okay, if I'm going to buy into this idea as a parent that I can do something to change my relationship with my child, what are the maybe your top three things that I could start today that would put this change in motion?
The three most powerful interactions is one, the power of thought, two, success breeds success, and three is levels of listening. So the power of thought goes in a circle. So at 12 o'clock, you've got the thought. At 3 o'clock, you've got the feelings and emotions that are created. Then you've got the action and behaviour at 6 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, you've got the reaction of the other person you're having a relationship with. That kicks off the next thought at 12 o'clock. So depending on that relationship and that reaction, that depends on the thought that you get back. So it can either be good or bad. When you realise you can change that thought because you haven't empowered it, then you've got control of all of that relationship and emotional stuff. The second element is that most people believe they are failures and have low self-esteem. And what we need to do is make them realise that there's actually nothing wrong with them. They're perfectly wonderful as they are, and to start seeing the beauty with inside themselves. And the way to do that is I've got a success diary. And what you can do is each day is record the successes, the feelings and emotions behind the successes, and then the potential of what would be next after that success. So with a child swimming a width of a pool, it could be the child says, I want to swim a length. Another child might say, I'm going to win a gold medal in the next Olympics. So really, it's down to them how they see it. Levels of listening, a lot of listening is really only on the surface. So really, what you need to do is to approach the person you want the relationship with or to change the relationship with, and then open your heart and have the sort of depth of conversation where you're really interested in listening to them instead of doing something else as a filler.
That's Alan Wilson from Develop Your Child.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.